Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Chechen guerrillas have used terrorism as a military strategy since the hospital hostage crisis in 1995, but things were relatively quiet 4 years later. Quiet enough for the Russian military to officially end its counter-terrorism operation and withdraw most of its forces back across the border. But the violence began again at a Moscow theater in 2002, at a military hospital in 2003, a subway in 2004, a police station in 2009. And then this morning,
at 7:56 in the morning, an explosion occurred at the Lubyanka metro station, caused by an unidentified explosive device. There are casualties there. The numbers are being updated.
That's a spokesperson for the Russian Emergency Situation Ministry explaining the twin suicide bomb attacks on a metro train in Moscow that killed dozens of people early this morning. Perhaps another bullet point on the outline of the Chechen independence movement. But on the timeline of terrorism, every thumbtack represents innocent lives lost over a political argument. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 29th, and among the Chechen insurgency, clearly attacks on the transportation system are a main tactic.
Well, it's our top story this morning. More now on those terror attacks in Moscow. Russian officials say two female suicide bombers set off twin blasts at the height of the morning commute. The first bomb tore through one of the trains as it came into a busy station. Witnesses say a woman detonated a belt packed with explosives, killing at least 22 people on board the train and waiting on the platform. Then, about 40 minutes later, another explosion on a train near the Gorky Park station, killing at least 14 more. This eyewitness at the second bombing tells CNN this morning,
I heard the blast, actually, and I decided to get out immediately, and I was surrounded by a huge crowd of people, and people were calling someone, and they were really, really nervous and very agitated.
Source of the blast, sketchy this morning, but CNN is reporting that a website associated with Chechen separatists is claiming responsibility for the attacks, and the head of Russian security says Chechen rebels are believed to be behind the bombings. The Moscow subway system is one of the world's busiest, carrying around 7 million passengers on an average workday.
Let's go down to Moscow. We're joined by Clifford Levy. He's the Moscow bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. Clifford, what is the latest details?
The latest that we're hearing is that there are 37 people dead, roughly 65 wounded in these two suicide bombings. They're believed to have been caused by separate female suicide bombers at these two subway stations. They seem to indicate that while Russia had thought it had largely suppressed the Muslim extremism in the Caucasus region, which includes Chechnya, these attacks suggest that the insurgents are bent on once again bringing these terrorism to the country's heart, okay, to the country's bureaucratic and symbolic heart.
Okay, Clifford Levy, stay with us. We'll be back with you in a moment.
The president is on his way home to Washington at this hour after a surprise visit to Afghanistan. He told troops at the Bagram airfield,
you don't quit. The American Armed Services does not quit. We keep at it. We persevere. And together with our partners, we will prevail.
The president was in Kabul for about 6 hours and met with President Karzai.
And if you had this Final Four in your college basketball bracket, you could probably go ahead and collect with some winnings. This year's unlikely Final Four, Michigan State, Duke, West Virginia, and Butler, two number 5 seeds.
There are two number 5 seeds in that Final Four.
Yeah,
it's amazing,
isn't it? Amazing. Taking a look at the markets, futures are up. The Dow will start at 10,850. The S&P opens at 1,166 and the NASDAQ at 2,395. Later this hour, we're going to be talking about how parents can help their kids handle their weight without kind of giving them any emotional trauma over the whole thing.
And all week long, The Takeaway is getting schooled. We have a series on education. We're calling on anyone with their hands up. What about you? Do you have your hands up on education? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE what your school needs. Or post it to our site, thetakeaway.org. More on all that later this morning. In a few minutes, we go to Moscow with more of a live look at a very serious tragedy in Moscow.